Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 10. This is a verse we want to know by heart. Let us chant. Maybe many of you already know it by heart. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Hare Krishna. There are four verses in the four essential verses of the Gita. So it's not an accident that they are called the Chaturshloki, the four verses. Okay, how do I open this? Nice. One part of sense gratification, opening new things. They are fresh. Okay, so this is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. Chatur. Chatur means Shtiri, yes? Same, four, quattro. In all, most Indo-European languages, we have the same word. So this is chapter 10. And then you have one, two, three, and four. So if you remember, anybody knows 10, 8? No, okay. So let's write them by the number. So this is 8, this is 9, 10, 11. Anybody remembers 10, 8? Aham sarvasya pra bha vo mata sarvam pravartate itimatva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitam. I am the source of everything, which means, what does it mean? And what does it mean for us in my life?
Enjoyer,
right. It's his, right? Like, for example, if I come and I see that Anja has a nice bag here, and I take and I think, maybe my computer can fit here, and yes, and maybe I can use it. Can I do this? No, because it's not mine. It's his, right? So because it's his, then who has for whose enjoyment is it? For his enjoyment, right? So we have the master of everything, so therefore everything is for whose enjoyment? Krishna's enjoyment. And matta sarvam pravartate. Pravartate, if it, če prevedemo to dobesedno, to bo od mene se obrne. Pravartate, vrt, pomeni vrteti se vrti, od mene se vrti, od mene pomeni da by my, jaz sem razlog, jaz sem, I'm the cause, vzrok, I sem vzrok. That means I am operating, I'm the controller. Right? So I am the controller. So that means that, okay, I want to, maybe we want to complete this Gita today, yes, or I want, all of you by the end of this almost 3 hours, but by 3 o'clock, I want that all of you present here hear the voice of Krishna in the heart, and I also can hear the voice of Krishna in the heart, that we know in every situation what is the best thing to do, and that we have deep respect and admiration. How do you say it? Deep respect and admiration, obchudovanie, for everything and everybody. So these are my objectives. So in other words, that whatever you see, you respect it. Yes, and if you don't know something, then you meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, and then okay, I open the book and oh yes. So this is my plan. But then maybe you know, something happens, somebody comes, or I become as I like to become too philosophical, and that makes you, the power of the Bhagavad Gita makes you so relaxed that you fall asleep, and sometimes with the open eyes, and then you forget nothing, right? So how should I feel? Okay, I should feel like I'm responsible, but should I just decide, okay, I'm useless, I should go and jump from the window, you know? It's no, because after all, I try, I do my best. But who, od kogo se vrti? Matah sarvam pravartate, pravartate, same. In English also we have conversion, reversion, revert. This vrt, this root is most in the European languages. So by understanding this, if you know these two things, what is the result? Iti matva, we absorb our mind, and by understanding this, Buddha, we become intelligent. Bhajante Buddha mam. Bhajante mam Buddha bhava samanvita. We are filled with bhava, ecstatic love, and worship Krishna. So this first verse describes sambandha. So Krishna, Krishna as in the enjoyer, Krishna as the enjoyer, and Krishna is the controller. And so this is, and yes, this is the basis. If you want to practice, Abhideya is possible, practice or method is possible if you have sambandha, if you have the basis, basic knowledge. Then we can get, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if we chant Hare Krishna with sambandha gyan, we can quickly attain perfection. So, Abhideya. What's Abhideya? What do we do as Abhideya? This next verse. Matchita madgata prana bodha yanta parasparam kathayantaschamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. Yes? So what is the process? Think of Krishna. So this is Smaranam. Kirtanam, yes. And Shravanam, yes. Everybody understands these words? Smaranam. Kirtanam. Всі розумієте ті бесіди, ті сте бесіди? Шраванам. So, всі мовчію, то по мені, то всі се стрінію. В санскриту, то по мені, то звені, мовнам саммати лакшанам. Мовнам саммати лакшанам. Мовчання є знак стрінення. Знак? sign of a okay, smarana, kirtanam, shravanam. So meditation, analysis, thinking, kirtanam, we glorify, we speak to each other, and that includes, you know, these two includes also association, sangha, and association. Because if you glorify here, it must be somebody else. Parasparam, it has parasparam with each other. Very important part. Yeah? But this will work, this will properly work if you have sambandha. If you have knowledge who I am, who is Krishna, what is this world? You all remember the mystic triad. The mystic triad, what is the essence of all knowledge? This is sambandha gyan. So the essence of all knowledge is that there are three realities, and they are interconnected. Jiva is bound by Jiva's own choice of karma and can be free by bhakti, and Krishna controls matter by time. Anyway, this is the mystic triad. This is sambandha again. So if we understand this, then our Abhideya is very successful. So now we are coming to the result. This is basis, this is process, and the last to describe the prayojana, the goal. This is the required knowledge for to start. This is the process, and this is the goal. For any activity, we need these three things. If you don't have these three things, if I don't have these three things, I can be rightfully called an ass. That means I don't understand where I'm going, or why am I going, or who am I, or what am I doing. Right? So in any activity, we need these three parts. Oftentimes, they are put in, this is chronological order, and sometimes they are put in psychological order. First prayojana, then abhideya. First the goal, then the process. Because to understand the process, da bismo razumeli proces, moramo razumeti kamor gremo. So psychologically, we need to know the goal.
But why is sambandha necessary for every activity? I mean, I understand prayojana and abhideya, but why is sambandha?
For example, what is happening right now? I am teaching you. Right? So what is the sambandha here? I'm teaching, you're learning, right? If this sambandha is lacking, for example, then, for example, you can think that this is a good opportunity to relax and catch up on the, you know, on missed hours of blissful sleep and delta waves in the brain, or, you know, maybe some alpha waves, you know, because the guy talks about, you know, relaxing spiritual matters. I can just relax a little bit. Or you can think that if sambandha is missing, or you can think that this is a chance to show that you are most intelligent in Shishka region, or in central Ljubljana, right? You think that this is who you are, and I am just a tool for that. Or what else can you think? You can think that you are here because the temple commander said that if you don't come there, then you'd get no lunch. Right? So you think that you're just you are a servant of the temple commander here. So just your body has to be here. The mind can be somewhere else. So the process will not happen. Learning will not happen.
But this all that you listed can be put under prayojana, or this is all.
No. Our prayojana is that all of us are happy with Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada says several times, of all books, in Ishopanishad, that we are all meant to go and dance with Krishna. This is our goal. Dance with Krishna, right? So we are here only because of the sad reason that we do not dance with Krishna. Or also, even, you know, if someone does, so therefore we want to study. Therefore we want to reach that goal. Or even if someone does dance with Krishna, then they enjoy this anyway. Like Shri Vishwanath, Baldev Vidyabhushan, they do dance with Krishna in the night, but or in their meditation or in the spiritual body. Shri Vishwanath even showed his spiritual body as a young, beautiful girl, but he writes a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita with relish. And they discuss it with they come together with the same people who also dance with Krishna, the Goswamis in Vrindavan, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, and they speak on the Gita, on the Bhagavatam, and not only on the Rasa Lila, but on all of these topics. So they enjoy. So this is our goal. Our goal is dance with Krishna, and that requires sambandha, so that we can get the process to achieve this goal. Otherwise we do something else. Otherwise we are not in a proper consciousness, or we don't act in a proper way. And if sambandha is missing, then the process cannot be performed properly. Or if I think that I am here to be worshipped by you, you know, I'm here so that everybody is saying, oh, he's so good, he's so great, yes? Then again, is a process of study doesn't happen. So samana has to be established first. Otherwise, the process is not happening. And of course, samana is connected with the goal. Sambandha, all three are interrelated. But we can say that chronologically, first there is sambandha, first you understand the need, then you do something, and then you achieve something. Yeah? So, but first there is some knowledge. Like, you know, some prayojan also means necessity. Like, if you feel some itching, just like a few days ago I felt some funny feeling here, and I scratched and it continued. Then again scratched, it continued. Then I felt like somebody is there. So then I looked, and there was a centipede. Poor centipede. I don't know how it got there, and how long did it wait there. This poor centipede was just, you know, how do you say centipede?
Stonoga.
Small. Yeah. So it was looking, you know, poor centipede was thinking, my God, where did I get? You know, there's something warm here. and I thought, oh my God, what is this? So, first there was ignorance, then there was knowledge that something has to be done. The centipede was feeling I'm in the wrong place. I felt that something wrong is on my knee. Yeah, then you have a goal. She feels I need to get out. I feel she needs to get out. So then I take a piece of paper and put her out on the beautiful Ljubljana air, you know, so that she can find whatever she looks for. So, or you feel a stone in the shoe. First you don't know, then you feel, you get knowledge, sambandha, then you have a goal, freedom from pain, then you do the process, take off the shoe and throw the stone out. So we feel some suffering in this world, sambandha gyan. We need to understand, I'm a soul. I have a friend, eternal friend and master, whom I've forgotten. So sambandha, then prayojana, I have to reconnect, and then Abhideya, process, what do? I hear, I chant. So psychologically, it's usually developing, usually in management seminars, they say, how do you develop a quality? Four stages. Unconscious incompetence. how you say, unconscious, nezavestna inkompetenca, nekompetentnost, nesposobnost, nezavestna nesposobnost, potem pa zavestna nesposobnost. Še vedno sem nesposoben, ampak že sem zavesten, da sem nesposoben. To sem bandagyan. Zavesten. Potem pa zavestna sposobnost, potem pa nezavestna sposobnost. Postaje nova navada. Postaje, it becomes a new habit. And some uneasiness. Is it okay? Any more comments on this? Okay, so prayojana, goal. And it's very interesting. What is the goal? So here we have, basically, what does this verse say? Kaj je rečeno v tim verzu?
9, 10.
This is the verse. Yes, good. So Krishna reče, da jaz dajem mu znanje. So from your heart, Krishna tells you. He says, Somya Dadri, do this, do that. He says like this. Would it be nice? Huh? That sometimes I don't know, you know, what to do, or I think I should do that. And Krishna said, hey, like this, lovingly. It's nice, isn't it? So to get, so this is a reciprocation. Why this is the goal of prayojana, because it is izmenyava, znanya. Okay, this is a, yes, this is a reciprocation. Izmenyava. This is Krishna gives knowledge. This is odnos. This is a relationship. An established relationship. This is a functioning two-way relationship with Krishna. So this is why it is called prayojana. And we have two verses dedicated to this. Those of you who chant Gayatri, anybody chant Gayatri here? You chant Gayatri? Yes. you can actually use these three, for example, for Brahma Gayatri, for the first Gayatri. You know, this is Sambandha, Aham Sarvasya Prabhuvam Atah Sarvam Pravartate, Mom Bhur Bhuva Sva, Tat Savitur. It belongs to him. He is the light, he is the creator, he is the director. Yes? First part. Second part, Varenyam Dhimahi. So I meditate. So Abhideya, this is Smaranam. I meditate on him. Yes? I speak about him and I remember him. That's the second part. And Prachodayat, may he enlighten me. May he give me light. And this light can be in different forms. It can be knowledge. It can be whatever. You know? These are very powerful mantras that can give everything in this world up to devotion, pure devotional service. So this is the goal. So you can see this first is first my position, vidmahe, or you know, tatsavitur, it's his, Krishna's, and then Abhideya, I meditate. What I do, what is my process, and then the goal, what is my goal. So if you meditate like this, it can free you from all anarthas and obstacles. Yeah? You can actually here, you can put some specific question. Here, you can put some specific quality, some specific purity you desire, virtue you desire. How do you say virtue? Verlina? Can be one ver, can be some specific, lahko bo neka specifična, specifična verlina, kot prijaznost, mir, yeah? Okay, so verlina.
But we have to, for goodness, we also have translation verlina.
Yeah, I know, so that's why I'm asking. Yeah, so it can...
Goodness is more...
Goodness is
the good.
Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah, I understand. Good. Okay, good. So, if you need some good quality, if you need some freedom from samanartha, the Gayatris are actually described as the bestowers of it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna mantra hoite samsara mochan. By Krishna mantra, like Gayatri and other Pancharatrika Gayatris and mantras, what you get is freedom from the wheel of the material existence, samsara, all the dirt. Wheels are dirty. They travel, you know. Sometimes you get a piece of stool on the wheel, right? If you travel somewhere in the in the country. So you get, it goes up and down, you know, it goes everywhere. So you can free by that. Krishna nama hoite pabe Krishna racharan. But by Krishna nam, by Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What you get is Krishna's honey lotus feet. So one is to open the door of our prison, and Krishna Nam is to bring us to Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna Nam. So they are described. So Nam, they are sometimes described as two circles. So this is, let's say, okay, Gayatri, and this is Nama. Of course, our Gayatris have nama, and this is samsara. So, Gayatri requires high brahminical qualification. So it can start later, but it doesn't reach Krishna Loka. But nama can start from animal life and can go all the way to and goes all the way to Goloka. So that's the power of Hare Krishna mantra. Any questions on this? Comments? You had some questions.
Did someone say that it's not proper to chant Gayatri if you're not initiated?
Yes, of course.
It's not proper.
It's not proper, yeah. Just get initiated. Just get initiated. It's available. It's one of our most popular products in our organization, and undeservedly undervalued. If you can translate this properly, незаслуженно не. Undervalued. Because you sometimes don't properly apply it. Yeah. Okay. Good. Very good. Yes. So, do any of you have any problem that you would need Krishna to give light from inside? So everything becomes clear. Anybody has any problem? Okay. One person, another person, another person. Yeah. Yes, okay. Okay, so it, now I'm relieved. I see that it's relevant for all of us. Not only me. Okay. So 11. Krishna speaks even more intimately. Tesham nevanukam parthamaham agyanajam tama nasayamyatma bhavasto gyanadipena basata. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Tesham eva. This is only I who am doing this. And Sri Krishna says that I also give them everything they need, both materially and spiritually, everything that is needed to get to the spiritual world. It's not knowledge coming from sattva. It's not knowledge coming from sattvic lifestyle and sattvic practice. Krishna, from the heart, just tells you. Did it ever happen to you that Krishna tells you something?
Yes.
Yeah? Really?
So some signs outside that were definitely Krishna, I think.
Yes. Yeah, sometimes you want to know something and you don't know, and all of a sudden you know.
That happened
in Chassis. Yeah? Many different things are like that.
So this one, we just said, this is also from Krishna, like outside signs, you know, your...
Yes, of course, yes. Also everything. This everything is Krishna's body.
Yeah.
I remember in Vrindavan, I was going down from my room to the Bhakti Shastri class, actually Bhagavad Gita. And I'm going out of the door and a thought pops up in my mind. Take a torchlight. I think, why should I take a torchlight to the class? You know, it makes no sense. You know, why should you take a torchlight to a class? So I think this is, you know, some aberration, some mind garbage, you know, floating here and there. So then again, torchlight, you know, in my mind, a clear picture of torchlight. Torchlight is here, put it in a pocket. I say, no, this is illogical. This is not logical. This is not proper. I go down to the class, I take no torchlight. And in the middle of the class, as I read the purport, it was already autumn, and, you know, in Vrindavan, you know, 6 o'clock, it becomes dark. As usual in India, electricity is gone. And it becomes dark. And then I remember, oh, torchlight would be very helpful if I had it in my pocket. Yeah, but I foolishly, you know, I thought, no, I'm an intelligent person. You know, who carries a torchlight, you know, into the class? This is illogical. So I refused. But Krishna, so many times, anything like this happened to you? That, you know, only afterwards you think, oh, yeah, I had this thought. Krishna was telling me from there, hey, take a torchlight. And sometimes Krishna is so merciful that I myself, like I'm searching, I need something, I myself cannot remember this. Yeah. So Krishna has to invent. I remember something different, and then I go there, and then I see something else, I go here, and then I look under this, and then I find, oh, I needed this. Krishna sometimes has to invent a whole trick, you know, how to, this guy is like a donkey, you know. he cannot understand it unless I bring him here and, you know, push him in the nose. You know, he will not figure it out. So I have to, like, make it really clear for him. like an animal, you know. Like sometimes, my family had a dog, so sometimes he would go around the tree and tie his chain around the tree. So I would pull him around back, and he would know, he got afraid. He would refuse to become free. Just go around the tree in the proper direction to become released from that tree. So sometimes I'm like that, like an animal. So Krishna says, okay. He puts, like for children, you know, sometimes you have a game. You put one thing there, from there it leads here, from here it leads there, and then, oh, yes, exactly, yes, this is what I need. Krishna is very kind. Yes? You have some point? All right, so Srila Prabhupada says, in the purport, there's a nice purport here, This is the last paragraph of verse 10. Maybe I'll read Slovenian, yes. Če ima človek verodostojnega duhovnega učitelja in je član duhovne organizacije, ni pa dovolj inteligenten, da bi lahko napredoval, ga Krišna poučuje od znotraj, ter mu tako pomaga, da nazadnje brez težav pride k njemu. Potrebno je le, da se povsem posveti metodi zavesti Krišne, ter z ljubeznijo in vdanostjo služi Gospodu na najrazličnejše načine. Zmeraj bi moral z ljubeznijo opravljati neko delo za Krišno. Če bakta ni dovolj inteligenten, da bi lahko napredoval na poti samospoznavanja, vendar je iskren in predan dejavnostim vdanega služenja, mu Gospod omogoči, da napreduje in nazadnje pride k njemu. Milostliv Krišna ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So sometimes you don't see your guru often enough, yes, or you cannot ask a question to your guru, or even I ask a question, I don't understand the answer. You know, sometimes I ask one question, he gives me another answer, and because actually my problem is not what I think my problem is different, so he answers my problem. Like one reporter, Prabhupada was going in an airport and one reporter was late. So he ran to Srila Prabhupada, other reporters already asked questions. So then he ran to Srila Prabhupada and he said, sir, how your school of Buddhism is different from others? That's oftentimes the type of our questions, you know. This kind of questions we sometimes ask. So Prabhupada looked at him, and he said, "We are trying to help the humanity, and if you are sincere, you will join us." Yes. That's what he said. He didn't answer it. He didn't start telling you that, oh, we are not Buddhism and we are Hinduism, but we are not Hinduism, we are Bhakti and we are not this, we are this. He said, but it's very interesting. He didn't speak to the... He was not interested in information. He was speaking to the person. Yeah, he would say, tell the person directly what he... Anyway, there are so many cases, interesting cases. Okay, so now I have a question for you. How shall we do this? We need some break, and we need. Alright, we've been going only 38 minutes so far. Okay, question. So what do we do if we need an answer from Krishna? How? Huh? Kako? Humbly, okay. How? Sincerely. Prayer, okay. Vobupe. Obupeno. Yes? Yes? Yeah. It's very good. Surrender. Yes? Surrender includes what? Surrender vključi, da smo zavestni, da Krishna je uživalec in kontrolor vsega. Kontrolor, vladar, kako se. Kontrolor? Reče je tako v naših knjigah? Ha? Nadzornik vsega. Vladar vsega. In to tudi pomeni, da obupe, Kako to obupano. Obupano, yes. Desperately, obupano. Da, obupano ne pomeni da sem v depresiji. Obupano pomeni da ne mislim da jaz sem kontrolor in da jaz sem uživalec. To pomeni obupano. To ne pomeni da sem v depresiji. Pomeni enostavno da nisem ponosen. Yeah.
It is, but it is the same here, so it is it's maybe not the right word for what you are trying to.
Yeah, but pogosto obup privede k samo k predaji, da se predamo. In če se predamo, postanemo srečni iz istega obupa, ko prve poglavje Bhagavad Gita se imenuje Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Yoga Arjunovega obupa. Arjuna je bil obupan in se obrnil na Krišno. Obrnil na Krišni. In tako dobil Bhagavad Gita. Je dobil Bhagavad Gita. Ok, yes. So we turn to Krishna. Obrnemo se na Krišno. Kako še? Praktično. Kaj naredimo?
We chant attentively,
yes.
Devotional service.
Yes,
devotional service,
yes. Ask in mind, yes, in the mind, yes, okay. To že mal bolj specifično, konkretno. Še kako?
We can get answers from devotees.
From devotees, yes. Guru, yes. How else?
Paramatma.
Kako?
Yeah,
we need to hear. So, kdo predstavlja, kako Krišna prihaja k nam, da prime vse naše molitve in vso našo službo? Božanstva, ja. Zato stojejo cel dan. Cel dan. In čakajo. Lahko se obrnemo na njih. Yeah? We can go to Panchatattva and pray to them. Yes? You can write a letter. And you can give a letter to Audarya Chandrika Mataji and say, you go morning to dress. Can you please put this letter to Gadadhar Pandit? He's very merciful. And can you please give it to him? Doing this? Yeah, very good. Yes, yes, yes. Or you can say, lahko poveš, da ne gre mi mantranje. Potrebujem milost Shivasa Thakura. Napišem mu eno pismo. And can you please give it to Shivas Thakur? Yeah, or to Gauranga. Yes. Or you can have some... Some devotees even recommend, this is, you know, like one secret technique, we can say. You can have a special, you can have your deities, if you have your own deities, you can write to them a request that, you know, that means that you are serious, you know, that now I really need help, you know. And, or you can have some special secret file on your drive, for, you know, some real questions and requests, you know. So that means if you ask Krishna, if I write it there, please, I'm desperately need your advice. Yeah, that's one thing. Then we can listen a lot, try to listen and read a lot so that Krishna can deliver an answer to us. To whom it happened that you had a question and you heard the answer in a lecture? Did it happen that during a lecture you get a question and you think, I will ask this question, and then after a few minutes the lecturer answers this question without you asking? To whom it happened? Yeah? Yeah? It happens.
While reading the same.
While reading the same.
To
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 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 But we do this, ampak delamo to ponižno. Ne pričakujemo in ne demand, ne zahtevamo, ne zahtevamo, da Krišna takoj pribegne in reče, kaj? A, to takoj in tako. Da dovolimo, da Krišna takes time, da Krišna vzame v skladu z svojim urnikom, da damo prednost urniku Krišne, da ni našem urniku. Sem imel vprašanje na odgovor, na katere čakal sem 20 let. Ali pa, imel sem vprašanje. Ampak sem bil prepričan, da če sem ponižen in če čakam, odgovor bo prišel. Krišna da odgovor.
What about if you are not satisfied with the answer? I mean, you would like something else.
Tell Krishna? It's like in this, you know, in this joke. You know, the guy falls from a mountain. You know, he falls from a mountain and at the last moment he holds some little plant, you know. And now he's hanging, you know, over the cliff, you know, and it's so high. And then he says, you know, and he was an atheist, you know. So then he says, oh God, Lord, help me. So then, you know, he says, hey, where were you the last, you know, 30 years? Why are you calling me now? He says, oh, now I really need you. Oh, Lord, please help me. So then he says, the Lord says, okay, so let go of the branch. So the guy is... And then... A je še kdo ne, a je še tam nekdo? Because sometimes, you know, the person lets go of the branch and it turns out he's just 1 meter above some ledge, above some... So it's not dangerous. You ask again. You say humbly.
Well, as was similar job, one construction worker, also the atheist, and he fell down from the building and he's flying. And then he had a strong belt, and so he catch himself.
Uh-huh.
And he before when.
Lahko po slovensko. Lahko po slovensko.
Ko je leto, je pač malo bo bilo, je bo pomagali, a ne, pa to, nikoli še nam pozavljalo, a ne, ne, sam tepo zate, če živo, sam, če me zavljam, če ne. In v trenutku je to pomislil, cak se je zakakal in se je ujel. In potem, ampak tako na sredno sekundu je pa začel razmišljati, pa gledaj, Boža, kako si pameten, kako si dali kino, če je noter zavljal.
Yeah. This is like a devotee is driving a car and he's late for a very important meeting. And he's driving and he's trying to park a car and he's driving around the block, no place, and he's looking here, looking, and very important meeting, he has to rush to the meeting, some very important thing. So then he says, oh Krishna, you know, please, can you please give me some parking space? You know, I promise you that I will chant 16 rounds before 10 o'clock. I promise you that I will come to Mangalarati at least 6 times a week. You know, I promise you, I will respect all devotees. You know, and as soon as he said this, then all of a sudden, miraculously, boom, some car goes out and a big parking space is there. And then he says, Krishna, it's okay, forget about this. I already found some space.
Yeah.
Krishna is a person, and you can engage in a dialogue with him, you can talk to him, you can pray to him. So if something doesn't work, you can pray more. I had a similar situation in when I moved to Vrindavan. When I first came to Vrindavan, it was like entering a dream world. You know, first time when I first entered Vrindavan, sometimes devotees say that Mayapur is very merciful and Vrindavan is very strict. For me, experience was in Mayapur was nice, but when I came to Vrindavan, from the first second, it was like entering a magic tale, you know. It's a land of magic. Every step was magic, you know. Just everything was happening in such an amazing way. I felt like the deities, like Radha Shyamasundar were next to me, just here. I came, everything was perfect. When I arrived, and then immediately I got some people who directed me. Then I asked, "Is there a darshan?" And I immediately got riksha. I went to see the darshan, and when I entered the temple, I couldn't believe. You know, Gaur Nitai and Krishna Balaram and Radha Shyamasundar, I couldn't believe they are deities. They are. You know, in Vrindavan, they don't try to even pretend that they are deities. They don't even pretend they are deities. And on the picture, you cannot see this. I saw so many pictures of Radha Shyamasundar, and you know, you see the picture and say, "Yeah, okay." Somehow doesn't touch. And it's very difficult to take. One photographer who was staying for many months there, he was trying to take pictures. He said, "You have to pray to them so that they agree to come into the picture. It's not easy. It's very difficult. But when you come and then you see, it's incredible, you know. And then there was this amazing smell of Vrindavan roses, which nowhere else they smell like in Vrindavan. So this strong honey rose smell was there, and then immediately, you know, they are smiling at you, and then immediately somebody is coming and giving you Mahaprasad from the altar, and then I coming out and I'm looking for a room, and I lost the person who I wanted to stay with, and immediately somebody is coming on a rickshaw and says, "Hey, Adipurusha, you need a room? I'm going to an ashram, so you can join us." And everything was, you know, all the time I was there, it was incredible. So I was very eager to, it was like coming to celestial, to heaven, to celestial home, divine home, to my divine family. And so I was dreaming, I was very eager to move there. And then finally Krishna arranged, after 4 years, Krishna arranged that our temple, BBT, was disbanded. Our BBT was, you know, after Harikesh, they couldn't maintain everybody in one temple. So they said, "Everybody, you can go wherever you want. You want to go to Sweden, you want to go to Moscow, you want to go to your home, you want to go, where do you want to go?" So I said, "Vrindavan." So they said, "Okay, so here is your money, here is your computer. Audio." So, you know, everything was. And then I came, and it was heavy. I was very happy, but I wasn't prepared for what I. Because, you know, it's one thing if you come as a guest, but it's another thing if you're part of a family. You know, like if you have some birthday party, you know. So the guests, okay, they get to eat nice food, they smile, they relax, you know. But the family members, you know, they are working the whole day, you know. And you know, the whole day they are working, yes? So family member is a different story. So when you go to Vrindavan, it's like you're becoming a family member. And there's different rules. Karma doesn't work there. It's not karma anymore. it's just have a thought and immediately you get some reaction, or it's good to learn, you know, you learn quickly. there is only, the main point is that in Vraj there is only one enjoyer. That's the point. There is only one enjoyer in Vrajadham, and it's not you. Yes. And you feel it immediately, you know. Oh, be careful, you know. So it's like a pressure cooker. You know, from outside you have the spiritual energy, and from inside you have the material desires, and you're there like, you know, in this pressure cooker. So it was heavy. So yeah, sweet, but heavy. They say it's like a good chutney. It's so sweet that you cannot spit it out, but it's so hot you cannot swallow. So then I actually went to Radha Shyama Sundar and I said, dear Radha Shyama Sundar, I am, after like 3 or 4 months, I don't remember, half a year or something, dear Radha Shyama Sundar, I want to stay here, I feel this is my home, and please accept me, but can you please make it a little easier? Can you please give me like a half guest status for, you know, for some adjustment period, you know, so that I can, you know, learn not so quick, not so abruptly, not immediately, you know. Can you just please kindly make it a little bit more gradual for a full, like, and enjoyment addict like me? Can you please make it a little easier? And from same day, it was like, phew, came easier, you know. So Radha Shyama Sundar said, and Radha said, and so I actually don't know what's my status now, but they were very kind. They were very kind. So you can talk. He has ears. He has heart. They are people. They are persons. Krishna is a person. Intelligent person. Sometimes devotees are afraid to surrender because they think if I surrender, Krishna will, as soon as I surrender, Krishna will immediately come and, you know, take everything from your pockets, you know, and and will make you a slave, you know, and say, hey, work. And I think, oh, you know, and he put such a heavy load on your, ah, no, carry. Yes, but even if you go to a gym, you know, and if you take a ordinary coach, you know, physical coach, and you know, in I remember in my university they had a joke that this is a student of the mathematical faculty. This is the head, and these are the shoulders. And this is the student of the physical faculty. This is the head, and these are the shoulders. Not physics, but the physical culture, you know, sports. So sometimes, you know, some of them can be in that proportion also. But even them, it's not that as you come, they will immediately give you the heaviest barbell, you know, the heaviest weight, and then you lift it, oh, and you break your back and you break your... Actually, the injury happens when you do it without a coach. That's when you injure yourself. But if you do it with a coach will say, hey, take less, do it like this, make less. He will tell you how much. So do we think Krishna is more foolish than just some, you know, physical culture coach? So sometimes we think like this, that, oh, I shouldn't surrender because Krishna will immediately, like, ha, boom. No, Krishna can adjust properly for everybody. Okay. So write letters, ask, pray, talk to devotees, ask blessings. All devotees can give blessings. This whole process is giving blessings. So, and how Krishna describes, you know, you think about Krishna, you serve Krishna, you talk about Krishna, and you relish katha, you hear about Krishna. And then to such devotees, he says, I'm giving knowledge, Buddha Yoga. I give Buddha Yoga. And Buddha Yoga means that the path. It's very interesting how Krishna says. He doesn't say, I give the fruit. He says, I give the path, Buddha Yoga. So that means gradual. That means maybe, you know, some steps that still you have to go through. Very good. So now, any more questions or points on this? Anything? Yes?
I heard from Prasad Guru a good instrument dancer when we don't hear this Paramatma.
Yes.
For example, like you said for your coach, like, and he said, it's a nice answer. I mean, many questions, many times the raised that question, how to hear this Paramatma.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the answers was like, well, you need to learn what is mind from the experience. So when it is wrong, then you know how it is mind, and when it is right, it was Paramatma. And the Vaisakhi Guru, he said that whenever it's Paramatma, it happens something. In that moment, it is future. So for you, it's not possible, no sense. That's why this was his answer. That's why we don't accept as a possibility, because it is from the future.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the future, so in that moment, it's no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we like. For example, I'm trying to when it happened, and something like in that moment. No sense. Oh, in the future, so it's
going
to be paramount,
so I try
to focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's an interesting comment. Yeah. Also, it's important to set clear motives, because we are still sadhakas, so we are still working on our purification. And therefore, Krishna can give us, maybe it's still, you know, Paramatma, not Krishna. So he will give us our karma, or fulfill our material desires, or whatever. And there will be some, and so therefore we will also be helped to commit mistakes. So it's important when we, as we are looking for a decision, to make a decision out of the proper motives. So select the proper principle. So as we are thinking, we have to think, why am I doing this? Why? What do I want to get? Do I want to become famous? Do I want to become rich? Do I want to please Krishna? Do I want to do this because I want to serve the Vaishnavas? Find a true, high principle and motive out of which you are doing this. And then what you will get, then decision you make based on that pure motive cannot be wrong. So offer this to Krishna before you do this. Then whatever happens, you have offered it to Krishna, it's success. Whatever happens. If you offer it to Krishna, it's already success.
Shopping class or something like that, and we were one group of us. And in one moment, I thought, I'm so thirsty, I would like coconuts to drink. I was like, oh, really? And we just go, there was no coconut. The whole day we didn't find even one seller with coconut, and that's why I thought, oh, now I would really like to drink it. And next second, when we go around the corner, there was coconut 7. Mm-hmm. And we said, oh my God, I can't believe why Vishnu fulfill so quickly my desire. And I'm praying for a taste for the holy dangers. And then during the group, I said, well, this was pure desire. It's really, you know, from the heart. It was a really beautiful. This, when I prayed for the taste.
Yes.
I don't know where it is.
And this is the essence of our practice, to find these good desires in the heart and spend more time in that corner of our heart. It's there, but how much time do we spend there? So our practice is, as we do service, put our consciousness in that corner of the heart where we have some pure desires. That's the practice. That's why we advance slowly. Because my body does devotional service, but my heart is on name, fame, profit. So that's why Krishna says, okay. So there is no, sambandha is not there and prayojana is not there. Now, one thing I want to ask you to do. Can you please... Can we have maybe three groups? Yeah. And can we have each group discussing so all three are saying no. Okay, shall I write it? Udano. Okay, bhakti. Bhakti. Udano služenje. Alebo vodstvo, guidance. Guidance. I don't need bhakti or guidance. Ni potrebno, correct? I mean, if it's Slovenian, bhakti vodstvo ni potrebno. Is it correct, Slovenian? Yeah. Okay. So somebody says like this, because, and three groups you can choose. So because. Служим людям. Correct? Кер штудирам шастре. Or don't try it anything. This is just questions. Кер штудирам шастре and or. Слышим га директно. Is it clear? So they are saying, za me bhakti vodstvo ni potrebno, ker služim ljudem in zato, ker sem dober, to dobim vse. Ne potrebujem iti v tempel, mantrati in... Ničesar. Alebo ker študiram šastre. Ker študiram šastre, zato ni mi potrebno mantrati, družiti z baktami. Alebo ker žega slišim. Žega slišim? Ves čas govori do me. So take, obstajajo take bakte. Yeah. Is it clear? So, okay, so we can divide. So you can please take 4 or 5 minutes to discuss how can you convince this person that they need to do bhakti, da potrebujejo vodstvo guruja, potrebujejo bhakti. Potrebujejo tempelj, potrebujejo druženje z baktami. Okay, how do we? Clear?